Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. We're rolling in. Three. I'll start the podcast how we started off air every week, shall I? And in three, and in two, and in one, wake up, Jack Archdale. It's time for We Mean Well.
Shocking intro. Now, I wanted to start the podcast with something hot stuff. Now, listen up. I had to help you today. So, bedwetters. We had to do some adult shit today, go to the bank and do all this sort of stuff and fucking, then we had a meeting and all this adult business shit. And then Lou said, where are you parked? I said, darling, I'm just parked over there. She goes, mate, would you mind if we get to the go to the post office? I've got a couple of things I need to pick up. I go, no sweat. I said, darling, you reckon you'll need a help in there? Need a hand in there? Like, and you're like, oh, I don't know. She'll be right. And I'm like, oh, I'll come in and help you anyway. Get into the post office. The bird behind the counter in the post office just starts tearing strips off Lou. Just being like, hey, listen, she was up front with you, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Not a hint of kindness in her voice. She goes, hey, listen, it's getting very busy leading up to Christmas and I need you to have your name like properly on the things because one of them's come in with LD and in the heat of Christmas, it's just going to become too much for us and blah, blah. And you're like, oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'll just ask them. Lou was like, I'm like, holy fuck, this bird is tearing strips off Lou. Should have filmed it. Anyway.
It wasn't that bad.
I get why she was screaming at you. She came out with so much shit. I don't know how you would have walked them out by yourself.
Yeah, and I don't have a car, so I would have had to Ubered home. And it's like literally 900 metres from my house.
She came out with so much stuff. Like, it was like fucking, you know those American movies when the kids wake up in the morning and it's Christmas and they've got like 400 fucking You were like Dursley. That fat little fuck in Harry Potter.
Dudley.
Dudley Dursley.
No, I think it's Dudley.
Dudley Dursley?
Yeah, Dudley Dursley.
Dudley Dursley. Oh. Yeah, you were like him, just with all... And I'm like, Lou, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, God. So I give you a hand, take it home, and you're like... Then we get to her house. I'm like, I'm going to have to give her a lift up the stairs. This bloke sees her, the postman sees her, and he goes, wait. I've got two packages for you. And I just look at Lou. She's holding 30 fucking boxes of shit. I'm holding another fucking 30. He's screamed back and gone, every day with you. It's every day with you. Kids, she has to sign for two more packages. And I'm like, what the fuck, Lou? I go, is this like shit people are sending you? Or is this, but you bought shit. You're like, two of them are sent and then the rest is something you bought. We get up to the top of the stairs. What's waiting at her front door? A package. It was like a horror movie. Another package. Package here. Package there.
Or like a ping pong ball game.
So yeah, she just had like a million. She had like a
you
million.
You know those games where it will go bing, 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 and every time you said it was.
I'm not getting the correlation.
Well, you were saying a horror movie, like
package. Because they're just everywhere. Package. It's like you turn a corner, another package. Mine's like, it's like jump scares.
Ping pong every time it hits the thing. It's like ping package, ping package, ping package.
Deal? We pass on that?
Like, I kind of get it, but it's almost like saying, oh, it's like, you know, you walk down the street and every step you take is a package. You're just assigning a package to someone.
Well, that would still work.
Well, mate, it was just, it was one of the wildest experiences. I just couldn't fucking believe what was going on. But it made me think, because I never order anything online and I never get mail.
I get something every day.
See,
some things are sent to me, but I've got an online shopping problem. That is full addicted. I need to get hypnotized.
See, it reminded me. Because I don't get that shit. So if I get something in the mail, I am like pumped. And I don't know if you even remember this because you're a package junkie.
No, I am.
You also like receiving things in the post.
what?
Packages. Male genitals. Package.
Oh. It's
as a kid. As a kid, tell me if I'm wrong. Was there nothing more exciting than getting a letter or a parcel in the mail?
I liked it. What are they called? The one postcard.
Really? The most boring of all the letters.
Postcards were fun.
No. But when you get a package or a card, there could be money in the card or a package. It's like a present.
Yes.
You unwrap it.
I got a card the other day and I opened it in the hope that the
money. Who do you think you are?
Beyonce.
Seriously. But it honestly is. It was one of the most. It just. All that today. Just as ridiculous as it was, it just unlocked these fucking memories of like just receiving shit in the mail, in the post.
Nostalgia. Well, why don't you buy some shit online then? So you feel that feeling again.
I don't buy that much shit for myself.
I wish I was like you. I'd be.
I just got a new watch.
Or you could get fancy little watch.
I've just traded myself
fancy
to a new
little
watch.
Senorita. But I would be a lot more well off if I didn't have a shopping addiction. Yeah. Some people are addicted to
crack,
murdering. Okay. I'm addicted to online shopping.
Crack and murdering. Well, I'm actually addicted to crack and murdering. That's why I don't shop. I get my fix elsewhere in the streets of Vaucluse at night.
You could literally go for a walk at 2 a.m. in Vaucluse.
Oh, mate.
Dead safe.
Mate, safest suburb of all. I can't believe it.
You'd never leave your door unlocked?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, why'd you look at the camera?
I didn't. No, I lock everything up all the time.
You'd never say your address on the podcast, would you, Josh?
I would never say I live at 844 Climble Street, Vaucluse.
I double lock my door at night time.
Do you?
I'll sometimes be reading in bed and then I'll hop out, even though I know I've twisted the lock and double check that I twisted the lock.
You don't even need to lock your door. I've tried to get out of that fucking thing. It doesn't open. Then you've got to slam it to close it.
I did see my elderly neighbor the other day, and she did sort of give me a little, not scowl, but a look. I was like, maybe that's because I slammed my door. But there's no other way to close it.
Or, conversely, she peeped out her window not a week ago, and she saw a man in a giant blow-up dog costume and you twerking on the front of your car.
All that.
Could be that.
All that. I was actually hoping someone would comment on the rap, being like, is that our backyard?
Yeah, I know. I know. Because I've done videos before in COVID. I was doing videos up at the Rose Bay High School because they'd opened up their like fucking things so people could walk their dogs and go for a walk and shit when everything was locked down. And a heap of comments in the video was like, why the fuck is this old dude in our school? And then the kids would see me and shit and they're like, fuck, we saw you like do a video in our school. And I'm like, hello.
Hello.
Don't tell the teachers or your parents.
16 years till 50.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Scary.
Nah, it's all right.
1 month till I'm 30.
And it's 20 years till you're 50. 10 till you're 40.
Don't.
Yeah. 10 till you're 40, mate.
Don't.
What?
That like.
Yeah, bud.
I remember Jill's 40th.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't allowed to go. I just remember crying.
True.
Being like, let me come.
Yeah, she would. Imagine that. You would have ruined the party.
She's a little fat, like 8-year-old running around.
Yeah, yeah. Admin, mate. 10 till you're 40. So pretty wild stuff, isn't it? Hey, if you're 20, 10 till you're 30. So, well, suck a dick.
The list could go on.
Hey, if you're a fetus, 10 till you're 10.
60 till you're 70.
Yeah, but then it's all, you're meshed into one. You know, 60 to 80, you're
no, kind, it's 60, you're still young. You are, you are, step.
But it's, you're kind of, you're meshing.
70 to 90, I'd say, is, sorry, I just lost my breath. 70 to 90.
It's okay. Dior is stunning. It happens to me a lot.
70, just happened to me again. 70 to 90 is the same. 60, like, you're talking to Jill.
Yeah, you're talking to my parents. Frank, my parents are 65 odd, 64.
Yeah, so that doesn't blur into one.
Well, you know, you're getting into your 70s.
Oldest fuck.
Well, I believe it's ageist, but I think maybe the biggest jump.
It's low.
I reckon the biggest jump. I've got a theory. 20 to 30 is a jump, but 30, a lot of 20-year-olds don't realise how grouse your 30s are. You got more money. You're still grogging, getting fucked up with your mates. Yeah, there's a transitional period. People having babies, getting married, all that sort of shit. But it's a fucking lot of fun, your 30s. 38 to 48, that's a transition. You know what I mean? Because you're still in your 40s at the end of, at 48, but you're nearly 50. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but give me, like, explain. Like a 28. Literally all you're saying to me is, like,
but that's,
ages.
Sorry.
So what are you saying in terms of lifestyle? 38 to 48,
I think, is the biggest jump.
But, and what, give examples of the lifestyle.
So 28 to 38, still having fun, still young, it's all good.
Young
38
kids.
To 48, it's like midlife teenagers. Is hitting. You've got teenage kids, presumably.
You're grey.
In that deck, you're greyer or you're bald. You're fucking 48. You know, like 41-year-olds still go out, have fun. You know what I mean? Some of your friends know. you know what I mean? Yep. They're still having fun. They're partying. They're going on boats and shit. 48, you're going, I'm nearly 50. You know what
Time
I mean?
Time to rein it in.
Time to, you know, you're probably starting to build fucking toy planes and shit. Hobbies. You're doing woodwork. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm happy with it.
But I feel like that would be more towards 60. Like, I'll go to festivals at 50.
No, please don't.
What?
Tragic.
Not necessarily.
Necessarily.
What if bloody Jack Johnson's playing and I...
He is Jack Johnson.
Feel like
you
I want to go to a
oh, right.
50.
You want to be this? I was thinking about this.
There's no age that you can stop going to a festival.
You can
agree.
Go to like, you can go to Blues Fest and see Jack Johnson. That's a 50-year-old festival.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. But look, tell me.
So I can't go to Lost Paradise?
No, not when you're 50.
Tell me.
Okay, are you going to get it out? You said tell me 44,000 times.
Reel me this, right? There's not much more tragic than someone well past their youth desperately trying to grasp onto it. When you see those old blokes in clubs and they're trying to dance with like 20-year-old girls, you're like, hey, brah, listen, you've done it. Let it the fuck go. Enjoy being old. Work on cars. You know what I mean? Work on your motorcycle.
Judge, some people are just young forever.
But it's, isn't that tragic? Like, tell me that isn't tragic, Lou. Stop just trying to disagree with me for the fucking sake of it, kid. Because I can see in your eyes, you telling me old fella walks up into your club, the dye in his hair is trickling down because he's sweaty. He's hot. All right? He's got an extra layer. All
right? Can I tell you, this has never happened. It's happened to me once.
So it has happened.
That time when I was like 18 and they paid for our entire table's meals.
They also provide you with sippy cups. Your kids, how old were they?
40.
You know what I mean?
Who's to say we said we were 18?
You just did.
Yeah, but we told them we were like 27.
Do you think they believed that? Have you seen an 18-year-old these days? That don't look 27, bud. What I'm saying, you're being combative today.
No, you tell me
there's not tragic. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, Josh, I know exactly
it is
what
tragic.
You're getting wound up at me for the wrong reasons. I'm honestly not even listening to what
you're trying
going
to be
on.
Diplomatic.
No,
I think
no.
I'm trying to not upset anyone. Sit on the fence like a coward. I'm honestly
barely listening to you.
Make a fucking decision.
I'm barely listening because I think we've gone past the chat.
You're scared to it. You're scared.
No, I
you're scared
couldn't
to
give a fuck about saying anything about age.
Well, then give me your opinion.
I'm bored. I want to talk about Pitbull or Toby or Gianni.
Toby's dead.
Tequila.
Okay, well, let's just, you know what? We'll tailor it to you. You well, bring it up.
What
no,
more?
No, fuck a conversation, Lou.
What more could we say on the ageism?
Offer an opinion. Instead of sitting there going, Judge, I don't know. Well, it's never happened to me.
Obviously, this is your
it's
Roman...
never happened to me.
This is obviously your Roman Empire. Old people coming up to young females in the club.
No, it's not even about that. Oh, my...
You've lost your argument, champion.
Listen, fuckstick.
What were you even arguing about?
Listen, fuckstick. This was my point. My point was, and I was trying to garner some sort of a fucking opinion from... Don't you hit me. Garner some sort of a fucking opinion about the fact... That there's nothing more tragic than the grasping on
but
a youth.
What I'm
just
trying
age
to say,
with it.
I get it, age with it, but champion, listen here, chieftain. Are you going to tell me that in 25 years' time, you're not going to be at the local fucking pub and you're going to stumble out of the pokies and go, hey, girls, this bloody whiskey's on me?
In what fucking world do you think going to the pub and having a schooner is grasping onto your youth? That is a fucking...
Sorry, let me backtrack then. You end up after some work conference because the podcast has failed and you're back in billboarding. And you're 53
yeah.
and you're with the young girls from the office, champion.
Not
and they
doing
say,
it.
Hey, come to
I'm not doing
come
it.
To the Beresford with us. You've had 44 whiskies by this point. You go, oh, you know what, fuck it. And then you're sitting down with these girls from your work who are 27 and you're chatting away to them and their little friends and their boyfriends come over and... You think that ain't tragic?
So sorry.
No, wait, you think...
So sorry. So you think that going out for work drinks with your colleagues is the same as what
you
I'm talking about,
explained.
You fucking idiot. Listen to what I'm saying.
They're old men going out and hitting on
there
girls
is such
at the club is tragic.
I don't go to clubs now, mate.
You've never been a club guy.
I'm not a clubman, all right?
I'm a club girl.
So if I start going to clubs post 50... Something's amiss. Something is awry.
Is that so, Jake?
Laura, you're being a real fuckhead this podcast.
You're being a fuckhead.
Daddy likes it.
What are we even arguing about?
I need
about
to clarify.
Anymore?
I'm Daddy, by the way. No, I just think it's tragic. I just was thinking about it today. All I wanted to do was spark a conversation with you and you seemed to continually shut it down.
I didn't shut it down.
No, I'm a piece
Dior,
of,
did I shut
I'm,
it down?
I'm a piece of shit. You're being diplomatic and not offering an opinion.
Because I was bored.
Well, guess what? Not everything works out. If you're talking about fucking Pitbull and tequila, I'll try and riff with you. This is a podcast, sister.
Dior?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to get in the middle of this.
Dior,
I think this
make a side. Chieftain.
If Lou was bored, we should have just moved on. She clearly wasn't listening. And that's not being on Lou's side. That's, you know... I'm trying to be diplomatic.
Well, it's more on
I
her.
Was bored, but also, in my defence, I woke up at 3:55 this
Holy
morning.
Holy fuck.
What? A stranger just walked into the podcast studio.
Just popped his up. I was like, oh, that must be Tom and Eddie. Nah, some random.
Is it a baby?
No.
You can hear a baby crying.
Oh, great. No, it wouldn't, yeah. Well, you know what? How about this? How about this, sugar?
No, I know what you're going to say.
Can you just let me fucking finish a sentence before jumping in? Pick a topic. Don't get your feelings. Pick a topic.
No.
No, come on.
I'm done with the voice raising today.
Okay. Pick a topic. Pick a topic.
I don't want to pick a topic.
No, I want to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about.
I don't want to talk about anything with you.
Well, this
Dior, would you like to have a conversation?
Yeah, I got some good stuff.
Oh, yeah? Tell us.
Did you see that in Poland, some dude is facing like 10 years in prison because he pretended to be a mannequin and stayed after the shop closed and then stole a bunch of stuff?
Now, Dior, that's podcast content.
That's content, baby.
Well done. That's not a clap to cart. That's a kudos to you, my friend. That's a woohoo. 1 point to Dior, 0 to Jake.
Yeah. Well, you guys could... Oh, no, we're still talking. Also, while we're at it, have you ever thought about how, like, dogs, when they bark, do you think dogs from different countries bark in different languages?
That's a brilliant thought starter. Well done, Dior. Toby, if he was from the English side of the country, would go, woof, woof.
Yeah.
Come on, Jake. Pipe in.
No, it's your guys' thing. So
pipe in, Jake.
Please continue. You guys, are doing a tremendous job.
Pipe in, Jake.
Continue.
Well, no, because you know how like dogs speak human languages in different languages. Like dogs will know sit if they're English or if they grew up.
Oh,
but then they know
God,
the different
I've never
word
thought
for
about
sit.
That.
So I wonder if they bark. Like, would a dog from Australia not be able to talk to a Spanish dog?
Genius. Yeah. And then obviously the dogs initially would respond to chow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jake, any thoughts on this?
No.
All right. Well, perhaps should we jump on the hotline?
No, I do actually have thoughts on this.
Oh, there we go. Now we've got them.
Killer whales down in the south have a different language to the orcas in the north. So they actually have different specific languages. So if you get, say, killer whales down near the Antarctic or even down around here in the southern hemisphere, the way they speak to each other is a different language to the ones in the north, which blew my fucking mind. So you could be right. It could be onto something.
Something to do with the water or what?
They just, it's frequency. Not like they speak a universal thing. They generate their own dialects, which is fucking crazy.
Same whales, two different spots.
An orca in the north would not be able to understand an orca in the south.
But surely there's a line you could cross in the ocean.
The equator.
But then how do they know?
No, but you know what I'm saying? It's not the equator doesn't make the difference, but it's just in the north, they speak differently to the ones in the south.
It's the frequencies. It's the wavelength.
You've used that word twice today.
It's the wavelength.
I understand you probably can't explain it.
No, radio frequencies.
All right.
It's what we used in breakfast radio. All
right, cool.
Judge. How long have we been going for, Dior?
About 20 minutes.
All right, that'll do.
It feels long enough for today.
Yeah, it'll do.
Second it.
Would you like me to get an Uber home?
Yeah, you're not coming with me. Should we place categories?
Yeah, but yeah.
What?
Well, I'm sorry about before.
No, it's fine.
Is it?
No, it's just, you know, if I'm ever interested in it, you know what? If I'm ever interested in anything again, I just won't bring it up. I just won't bother.
It would probably
I'll only talk about stuff that you're interested in.
Probably be a good decision.
It's Lou's world. We're just living it.
I like that. Do you all save it for the name of the podcast?
That is the name of the body. Lou's world, we're just living it.
I just felt like having a bit of fun with you. And I clearly rivaled some feathers.
Rivaled?
Ruffle. Oh my.
DJ Lou. Ruffle
some feathers.
So let's play some categories.
Yeah, that'll cheer you up.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To be low.
All right.
So competitive.
Your letter is M.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go.
You didn't turn yours over, Jack.
Oh, shit, I've done the wrong one.
Fucking idiot.
Five,
oh four, three, two, one. I've got them all, I've got them all.
Time is up, pens down, Josh. Pens down.
Did you get them all?
Didn't get them all.
I did, which that means I've already won.
It's likely you'll get three out of the 12.
Hey.
Okie doke.
First one, musicians slash musical groups.
Moby.
Yep.
Ooh, very clever. Marvin Gaye.
Yep, there you go, one each. Number two, vegetables.
Didn't get it.
Mushrooms.
Oh, nice. One.
Dumbass.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm in a roll today.
Yep.
In a roll. Number three, reasons to have a party.
Marriage.
Yeah. Very good. Matilda's one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Do that.
Yes, I thought you were going to say it was an adjective again.
I was wrong about that.
Number four, villains or monsters?
Mark from Pokemon. That.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. He's like coughing.
Mr. Magoo.
What?
Mr. Magoo.
Not a villain nor a monster. Thank you so much. Put a cross down there, kid.
Fuck you.
Things that weigh less than a pound.
Mouse.
Maggot.
Yeah.
Excuses for being late.
Manic depression.
Yes. Sure. That would work, I believe. Measles.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
LDD's good today.
She's good today.
Items in this room.
Microphone.
Mouse. Do yours using a mouse?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep.
That kind
not,
of mouse.
Not a little nibbly yang-yang mouse.
Yeah, well,
not like Herbert.
Yep.
Herbert?
The mouse that died in my house and I named him and did a coffin funeral for him.
Good stuff. House decorations.
Mantelpiece.
Very good. Magnets from Europe.
Sure.
Just wanted to add some flair to it. I could have just said magnets, but I added where
they're from. Oh, I didn't get two. Fuck, yeah.
Things that are round.
Marbles.
My childhood.
No. Very
surely
creative.
That's a word.
Very creative, but not a chance.
Because
your childhood wasn't round. You as a child were round.
You could have said me as an 8-year-old.
But she didn't. So no, you don't get it, kid.
Okay, Josh pulls ahead.
Didn't get 10.
10 was ways to say yes.
My golly, yay. It's very good.
God, not a fucking.
It's very good.
Not a fucking chance.
I always say that to you. If you go, you want to come to the stadium for a sauna ice bath, I always go, my golly, yay. My golly, yay, Judge.
Give it to her, fuck it.
Yeah.
She all can right. win one for once.
Snacks.
Mangoes.
M&M's.
Oh, I love M&M's.
Yep. Last one, things that have numbers.
Motorcycles.
What?
Speedometer, a serial number.
A maths book.
Yeah.
A maths book?
Maths books.
So is that a draw?
I got 10 out of 12.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
10 out of 12.
Wow.
How when you, are you sure?
I missed
sure?
two, yeah. And I got every single other one.
Did you?
We just went through them.
Okay, well.
So what do we do here?
We've got to do like a tiebreaker.
A 30-second tiebreaker on list two with a new letter.
Yep.
Okay, no turning it over yet.
You looked at it.
I haven't seen it.
Swear on my
life.
Well,
mate, we had it turned over the whole time.
I didn't look at it before,
did
you?
I haven't looked at it.
Is it turned over?
Calm.
I'm not usually competitive, but Scattergories gets me going.
You're actually pretty Scattergories. It's not bad. No, you're okay, buddy. You're okay.
All right, 30 seconds for list two. Your new letter is...
Watch out.
H. 3, 2, 1, go. Pens down. Time's up. Time
Shit.
Is up.
Mine are a real stretch.
Okay.
All right. Number one, things you can't see.
Helium.
Hemorrhoids.
You can see them.
Not small.
Shut the fuck up, Lou.
Judge.
How can you tell if, how can a doctor see if someone has hemorrhoids? He sees them.
But you
Lou,
can't.
Lou, shush.
For my, you can't see them when. When, unless you pull your bum cheeks open.
Oh, so you can see them. So what happens when you pull your asshole open? You can see them. Cross.
Oh, all right, one to Josh. Countries.
Haiti.
Hungary.
Yep.
You I am hungry.
Are. You always are.
Things with windows.
Home.
House.
I said home because I knew she'd say house.
Nice. Fuck. Josh still ahead. Five letter words.
Holes.
Missed it.
Artists.
Hover.
Missed it.
Who?
Jay-Z, Hover.
Who?
Hover. What's he goes hover? As Hover. Jay-Z. H-O-V-A. Hover. Hove.
I'll take your word for it.
Thank you.
Found in the backyard.
Hoops.
Hummus. You might have a picnic. You might be having a picnic.
Give it to her for shits.
Okay, yeah.
That's as far as I got.
Well, I keep going. Do you
okay. Leisure activities.
Hugging. People do that. Some people love to hug.
Yeah, okay.
She can't have hummus then if she gets hugged.
No, I can.
You gave it to her, Josh. Can't take it back now. Found in a dorm.
Hand jobs.
Yeah.
That's as far as I got.
I think that's another draw.
I got six. How many did you get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Fuck off.
No.
Nah. 3-0 to Big J Money.
Yeah, I got 5.
You suck.
Hey, yours are very basic. I'm very creative.
Helium.
Hand jobs. Hugging. Hummus.
Hummus in a backyard is fucking stupid.
Hummus is lots of. I would always include hummus in a picnic. In my backyard.
You don't find it in a backyard.
Well, you could be left there after the picnic.
What if you're growing chickpeas that someone stepped on and smushed?
There you go.
Yeah, point taken. Fuck it. That's why I gave it to you.
There you go.
Anyway, 3-0 to Judgy.
It's been a very grumpy podcast.
A grodcast.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, everyone.
Won't be like this next week.
Yeah.
Confused what day of the week was. Guys, I've been up since 3:55 a.m. It's...
Oh, we know.
It's 7 p.m.
Yeah, it is.
It's late.
70 timbers.
How long are we going for?
35 minutes.
Come on, we got to be better than this.
I know.
We'll do some red light, green light.
Okay.
Get you back in the mood. You know? After that horrific loss.
I
actually
lost.
Did a very good job today.
In what?
In categories.
Oh, I thought you meant everything. I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, everything.
Thanks.
We've had a good fucking solid hit out today.
We have.
It's rare.
And I filmed 3 TikToks, not for my personal, but for
brands.
Brands.
Yeah, shivers.
We really need to get back on top of our content.
I've been doing fuck all.
Yeah. I know. Red light, green light, red light, green light. Your turn.
Okey-doke, red light, green light. This one came in from Anna, famous bedwetter Anna. This happened to her. Going home with a bloke. Things are getting hot and heavy. Your passion on the bed. He goes, shh. Puts index finger to lip. Goes, give me 2 seconds. Stands up. Pre-coitus. Starts stretching. Stretching. Getting limber.
Like he's doing like downward dog.
Like literally
squatting, getting his hamstrings.
They're like hooking up. It's all happening. Hands are going everywhere. They're kissing passionately. He goes, 2 seconds, gets up. Yep. 2 seconds. Yep. Just. Yep. Good. Good. Starts
that
stretching.
That is so red.
It's got to be red.
That would absolutely kill the mood.
Yeah, well, correct.
I suppose she could have hopped up and started stretching with him.
Good point.
And that could have made it like kind of like.
Like naked cute. Twister.
Yeah, like a cute romantic kind of, ooh, let's stretch.
Not if he's bent over doing downward dog and has hemorrhoids, because you can see him. But, I mean, it is a bit of a mood killer. Look, he's getting himself prepped for the best possible performance he can put in.
How much moving around are you really doing? And just, like, deal with the bit of, like, leg pain from fucking.
That was from the book Famous Words of a Starfish.
It is so rude.
No, it's from the book.
I'm a mad ruder. Go on. Dial one of my exes.
Oh, good.
Get him up.
Let's. Fantastic stuff. Stuff. Now, you should go. You should go then. I just think he should have gone to the bathroom, pretended like he needed to have a drink of water, done his stuff in the bathroom, stretched, limbered out, come back in, not as much as a mood killer.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks for that one, Anna. Shout out to Anna.
I think the like the finger on the lips to shush her as well is like...
Oh, yeah,
I may have added a bit of creative license.
Oh, okay.
Shock horror champion added some added some QP mayo.
A bit of a mayo on that.
Daddy got sushi and he went to town on the QP mayo.
Who's daddy?
Your daddy, by the way.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Okay, red light, green light. Having one big dog and one little dog.
One big dog and one little dog.
So like a Labrador and a Toby.
Green.
So green.
Because
they become best friends and they frolic around like a little sausage dog and then a golden retriever.
No, I'm not a fan of little dogs. You
not
know?
Even Toby?
No, but he's a mid dog. Sorry, we just had to cut that because Dior and fucking Lou are cowards. All I said
You're
is
You're very good. Can get up and do a stretch.
No, nah, all I said is I don't like chihuahuas and I might want to harm them.
Get up and
I'm
do a stretch.
To say that. Is that all
do a grumpy stretch.
I'm not doing a Gretch.
Do a Gretch.
No, I'm being attacked today. I'm being picked on. You guys are fascists. You're silencing me. You're book burning right now. My words are the books, the art, and you're burning them. But Mum's got a toy poodle and we've got a Labrador, big dog, little dog. They're good
you're
friends.
Talking about me.
You're my mum.
Like she's in mommy me, mummy.
We're getting too close.
Your turn.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you don't have any more prep? Perfect.
I do. This comes in from Mia.
Oh, shock horror. Another one from the bedwetters because...
Yeah, I like...
Senorita hasn't done this work.
Well, isn't that prep going in and engaging with our bedwetters and then getting them, making them part of the show?
It is, Jake.
Thank you, Laura. So I have prepped.
Please go forth.
Mia...
Dotheth, tell more.
Mia Kozlovskis. Now, I don't... No, I've definitely got that wrong.
Very wrong.
But Mia Kozlovskis has come in. Red light, green light. Sparkling pickle water.
What?
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's
as in like...
Carbonated pickle juice. As a drink. Look it up, Dior.
Wow. Okay. I'm the biggest Gurk fan in the world. That is scaring me.
It's not good.
Because I like the texture and like the taste of biting into a big gurk. Ooh.
Pickle juice.
Ooh, it's called Big Swig.
That would be fucked.
I'm going to have to try it. You know what's coming in? I'm writing it down. Big Swig TikTok.
Pickle
LDD
juice.
LDD tries to pick juice. Big Swig. Big Swig. Big Swig.
Sparkling pickle water. And there's like pickle juice and, mate, imagine it being a hot day.
And you're chugging that. Imagine honing that with tequila. Oh, that's got a nice feel to it.
Suppose, what's a martini?
Just vodka and a
olive juice? Olive? They're fucking gross.
No, or you can get gin ones as well.
Yeah, martini is either vodka or gin with vermouth.
Vermouth.
But a dirty martini has olive brine in it.
I love the dirty martini. That's what's in a Negroni as well.
Yeah, but well, sweet vermouth is in a Negroni. Dry vermouth is in a martini. Vermouth is like a fortified wine.
Okie doke.
I love a Negroni. I love a martini.
Yeah, pickle juice. I don't know if pickle juice is doing it for me, kid.
Well, it's a green for me. Red for you?
Red for me.
Drinking a plain glass of milk. Red light, green. That honestly makes me want to throw up.
A skull milk on a hangover.
So does Henry King.
Yeah.
That's feral.
No, it like revamps you.
Just plain milk.
It's I get like
not even chalky milk.
Well, I could have a chalky milk. Shout out to Ned's Chalky Milk, Ned Brockman.
Yeah.
I fucking... It's like my body craves like the calcium or some shit. And I just drill fucking milk from the bottle.
Wouldn't you just have like some yogurt?
No, because I'm thirsty, but I'm like, I don't feel like water. Water seems like it's not doing enough to me right now.
Yuck.
And so
yogi.
I drill like a thick milk.
I'm not yogi.
A milk.
Full cream milk.
You don't just drink milk as it is?
No. I drink almond milk.
See, fuck that.
Pulled straight from the almond teat.
Yeah.
Cashew milk.
Cashew milk. Is that such a thing?
Yep. And
see, what is that shit?
Cashew milk, coconut milk, almond milk, oat milk, macadamia milk.
So you'll drink all the shit milks and not a good milk?
Shrimp potato, shrimp pie, shrimp soup, shrimp potato. Oh, there's a lot of shrimp things.
Love that you just named three. You named shrimp potato twice.
Well, Mama always said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Hey, Jenny.
Yeah, you brought me back with Jenny.
Run, Forrest. Hey, Jenny. Can I ask you something, Jenny?
Why'd you get AIDS? She gets AIDS.
Oh, yeah. God, that's a good film.
It is a great film.
I just thought I'd keep running.
Yeah,
and then I just keep running.
Correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of Gump about her. A lot of Forrest.
As in me as Louisa Claire Del Dune.
A lot of Gump about you.
That's I'd say that's cruel.
I agree, because Lou is so motivated and so correct. Strong-willed and so inspiring.
True.
Mate, he becomes a multi fucking hundred millionaire.
Yeah, and he ran across the land.
Yeah, you go for hot girl laps across the land.
True. Well, I did walk a few bloody Ks today.
Yeah. You also sound similar.
I also like chocolates.
Correct.
And shrimp.
And you love forests.
We've always said that about me, that I love forests.
Oh, Louis Gump. Oh, Lulu Gump.
Get the hotline up.
No, I've got another one.
Well, I want to prank someone. One of us is One of us is going to have to give in.
Yeah.
Can you say one nice thing about me today?
You look stunning, especially, you actually do. You're very brown, and you actually look stunning today, and you look great in that fucking merch too, mind
you. Thank you so much, Senorita. I'm wearing the We Meanwhile singlet and the We Meanwhile shorts, all in cream, matching. Jarchi's wearing the...
I'm rocking the We Meanwhile blue tracky shorts and the Excuse Me, Senorita white top.
Which is coming out. Oh, no, it's out.
It's out. Last night.
Yeah. Ooh, we're good at this.
How fancy are we?
Shit.
But also, just to let the bedwetters know, it is a pre-sale, so there's like a two-week... manufacturing time.
So you won't be getting it straight away.
Well,
couple weeks.
It'll be 2 weeks because it's a pre-sale. So important.
Just an FYI, that's from the bosses, from the top.
All right, let's do some hotline and let's get some pranks going.
Did you do your prepping?
Yep.
Jarchi.
I did.
Okay, I know you haven't. From now on, you got to go through some of those hotties.
All right. What, like I was back in my single days?
Fuck's
sake. Just going through hotties left, right, and centre.
I want a kebab.
I'd love a kebab. Should we do that?
I'd hoon a kebabby. You want to go to that place on the way home.
I do. Let's figure that out. Yeah, because that feels right.
Okay. The way we looked at each other, like, it was the most concerning thing that's happened all day. We're like,
is that happening? Because I was thinking, I love the cheese and the tabbouleh and get extra garlic sauce on it. Get mixed meats.
Yes, and so much sauce.
Oh, mate. Drown them.
Do you get chips?
Yeah. And a can of Coke.
You got it.
You got to combo up.
Yeah.
You walk out of a kebab shop dry with no Coke.
You're fucked.
You know what I mean? It's madness.
It's not living unless you got a Coke with your bab.
Correct. Coke and babs go well together. All right. Now listen up. Well, let's fucking go this one.
G'day. Fuck. I'm a student at the New Zealand School of Drama, and I just realised we have a show coming up this week, and I just realised half of my fucking script is just what you can't say. I'll tag you in a video when I'm done.
Please do.
Hurry, you piece of shit. Oh, bye, Lou.
Call me a piece of shit. Say goodbye to you. Bye, Lou. Got the hots for you.
That's great. The New Zealand Drama School.
Please tag us in it.
Please tag us in it. We need to see that.
Mate, that'd be fucking...
What?
Can you do him somehow? Like as an agent or something. No, but that's mean.
No, that's
or like the dean of the drama school or something.
No, that's nasty. I know what I'm going to do.
Or like
do.
I've heard. You do?
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you don't
want to. Remember I asked the bedwetters to give us ideas? I'm doing Kevalina from WWF. I'm getting
You're trying to, you as
get
a charity.
Get money for the koalas.
All right, cool. Like, that's a great one for you.
Phenomenal.
Let's try this.
She's a fella from Calamella. She's a Calamella. Say g'day, fucking piglet. Just reaching out to say fucking g'day, and you're probably, you know, as happy 100th episode. How fucking great is that?
Thank you,
fucking,
piglet.
It's my fucking sphincter or whatever. Let's go, cunts. Fuck you, I'm going to fucking squeeze in here. Fucking love yous. Love what you're doing, Piglet, in case you haven't picked that up.
We have, buddy. Yeah, we got it.
Louisa, love ya. Jarch, fucking love ya. And Dior. You're the best. You keep the show running.
Well, I love you, Piglet.
Piglet get through every time?
Can I will be honest with everyone in the room tonight. I want to admit something. I didn't do my prep. So
you did it?
I am going random on these. He must leave us
1,000.
So many fucking voicemails because it's uncanny how many gets through from Piglet.
Literally.
Love you, Piglet. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Piggy.
Not sure. Look, bit of a left, bit of a zigzag there with the sphincter chat, but you brought it back on board. So yeah. Proud of you.
I don't think you needed to repeat that part.
Oh, should we cut it, you fascists?
He hates us, Dior. So glad Dior and I are on the team today.
Okay.
You are very grumpy today, is it?
I'm not. What? Yeah, I'm PMSing. Now, it'd be great to. I'm just going to want to prank every single one we play.
Should we prank Piglet?
But he'd know.
He'd know.
Well, Dior could prank Piglet. Okay, let's think about it. Okay.
Brainstorm, guys. Group work. Come back to it.
Yeah, g'day, fuckers. I've got a little cheeky red light, green light for you right now. I'm sitting in traffic, and I've just seen a fucking new sign for a fucking new Grease musical.
Oh.
Red light, green light musicals.
Fuck.
I reckon they're fucked. How many fucking times are you going to redo Grease? Put that fucking thing to bed and give it a goddamn rest, okay? Also, Jarchi, lay the fuck off, Lou.
Yep.
You're both fucking morons.
Yep.
Just fucking, how you going? Just like, give it a fucking minute, all right?
Yep.
Just give her a fucking break.
Okay.
On ya.
Well, he's going to really hate this podcast then. He's going to absolutely despise this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Come on. Hasn't been that bad. Lou. Sorry, I don't know if you guys forgot, but you teared strips off me at the start and told me I was so boring and said that it'd be better. So I was the one being attacked more so, but which may have generated the attitude later on in the podcast.
The gratitude came through.
Yeah. Now, can I give you that tip? I'm 50-50 with you, mate. No, I won't ease up on Lou.
Rude.
Number one. Number two, musicals are not for me.
I love a musical.
It just, every time they fucking start singing, it just takes me out of the whole thing.
Do you want to know something a bit icky?
Yeah, I do.
The other morning I said, Alexa, set alarm for 6:10 a.m. to Good Morning Baltimore from Hairspray.
Oh.
Which is that song, and it's like, oh, I won't sing it.
No, do it, please.
I'll pull the mic away because it's
please, gone. please do, yeah.
Good morning, Baltimore. Every day's like an open door.
Oh, shit. Remember when you fair dinkum thought you had a good voice?
What do you mean?
Nothing. Just wild to think how far we've come.
Okay, one more hotline, I'll prank him.
Okay, let's see what we got, sister. All right, let's give this fella, this is the one I've prepped earlier.
Yeah, Tom and Eddie on Hello Sport. I just thought I'd call you up and just say, why the fuck do you let Jarch and Lou run their stupid show from your fucking place and let them have a fucking platform? Oh, fuck, this is where Nemo is.
It's very good. It's very good.
You gotta give it to him.
It's very good. Good
stuff. Oh. Nah, that's top tier shit.
It's very funny.
Reckon drill him. He deserves a charity call.
Let's get him.
Now I'm gonna chuck.
We got to work out what voice am I doing?
Well, this is on you, darling.
No, but we tried to do it in the car. Hey, it's Kevalina. No, that's too me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kevy from there.
Oh, it's not a cartoon.
Well, help.
Well, Lou,
you got to lose the Kiwi accent.
Well, tea towel.
I don't tea towel. Tea towel.
Hang on, what's a British accent? Hey, it's Cavi from the WWF.
Yeah, we came okay. to terms with the British.
All right, it's Cavi from the WWF. I'm just doing the rounds to try and get some donations for the koalas.
All right.
I'm scared.
Let's throw you in the deep end, baby.
I'm scared.
3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Hello, have I caught you at a bad time?
Hello.
Hello, it's just Kevy here from the WWF. I'm just doing the rounds trying to get the some donations
fuck
for
off,
the
car. This is fucking sick.
Am I lit, babe?
This is so good.
Am I lit, babe?
Oh, she's fucking shocking, isn't she, mate? I thought.
Hello, Kevy.
This is the 100th episode today. Why the fuck didn't you let Josh do it? He could afford me.
Oh, I'll get someone one day. I'll get him.
It's her aim. It was so quick. Me and Lou have been in the car driving and she was practicing voices. I'm like, Dale, you've got to change the accent. She went with the British. I'm like, okay, maybe we can fool them with a British. I think you went, hello, it's Cavallini here. Fuck off.
I heard the first voice and thought, what the fuck is this? And then she changed it, so I know it was Lou.
Oh, so close, yet so far.
So, mate, we had a good kick to your fucking hotline.
Yeah, very good record.
Which one was it? You know how many I sent?
How many?
The Hello Sport one?
The Hello Sport one. It was a ripper.
Yeah.
It was a pearler.
I don't know why they
let you
do it.
Neither do we, Bruss. Fuck, Lou.
Oh, next time.
I love you guys.
Thank
I'll get you,
bro.
Next time. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for calling.
Ciao, ciao.
Have a ripper, mate. Oh, Lou. Oh,
so close yet so far.
Buddy. I truly thought maybe with a slider, you've got to practice some voices.
Did I say, hello, Poppet?
I don't know.
Was that in my head?
I don't think you said Poppet.
Okay, thank
love
God.
Love if you did.
God.
I think you changed your name. I think you said Kevalina at the start, and then the next you said Kevy. Hello, it's Kevy here. We're trying to get money from you. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll do it next time.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So
I'm going to get someone.
Just for clarification, I think you've done 4 now. 4 who have not been fooled.
No, 1 nearly. She was like.
Emphasis on the word nearly.
Fuck. So, bitch.
And I guess, I don't know, smoke showed it on the first one. So, yeah, look. It's not a competition.
Okay, well, clearly the entire podcast has been.
All right.
Hey, bedwetters, you can still get your merch.
You can, actually.
HelloSport.shop. It's up till Sunday evening, so get in. Order the shorts, the singlet, the senorita top, the whole shebang. It's really good quality. This singlet, girls, is chic AF. Wear that with a nice pair of pants.
It is a
skirt.
Nice. It's a nice combo.
And the shorts are fucking awesome. You could drop some hot laps in them. The boys' ones as well, the navy ones. Or the females could wear them as well.
Well, this is the thing. I could probably rock that too.
Oh, you absolutely could.
It's 2023.
You literally could wear exactly what I'm wearing. And
Harry Styles has done it.
True. We'll do a wee meme dress that you can wear.
Yeah, for men.
Yeah, well, anyone can wear it.
Good point.
There you go. But the Excuse Me Senorita t-shirt's phenomenal.
These little tracky shorts are red hot.
Hot, hot.
I feel comfy in them. I've stretched in them.
Yeah. You're
pre-coitus. I was the guy in the hotline, in the red light, green light.
It was you.
So, yeah, 2 week. It's pre-sale, 2 week wait. But then it'll be hot, hot stuff. If you want Chrissy presents, if you just want it for yourself, whatever.
Yeah.
She'll be out there, crew. So rip in.
And we got something else coming soon.
Yeah, which
very
is very
soon,
naughty.
A little secret. You guys are going to love it.
Isn't it,
It'll be available soon. Very clever. Aren't you?
Aren't you? Now.
Okay. Time for bed. Time for kebabs. Let's bab it.
Let's bab it up.
Let's bab it, bitch.
Let's babble on this bitch. Righto, love you.
Love you,
love
guys.
You, mob.
Mwah, mwah.
Hooroo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.